From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with the Cross Currents Morning Report. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Mission Dolores Park.
Financial District near the Tenderloin.
San Bruno.
North Sunnyvale.
Downtown Palo Alto. My beloved.
Redwood City.
It's the morning after, and while much of the country woke up to a red dawn, California and the San Francisco Bay Area pushed progressive politics a little further forward. Let's start with the state. There were no surprises in the top offices up for election. Governor Jerry Brown, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Kamala Harris, and School Superintendent Tom Torlakson all retained their seats. Californians also considered six propositions. Three passed and three failed. Voters passed Prop 1, a $7.1 billion water bond, by a two-thirds majority. They supported Prop 2 by an even larger margin, demanding a bigger rainy day fund for the state budget. And they chose to reduce most nonviolent criminal offenses from felonies to misdemeanors. Now we'll bring it back to the Bay Area. And we'll begin with the races for mayor. In the city of Richmond, Green Mayor Gail McLaughlin is termed out. The leading candidates going into last night were longtime city councilmen. KALW's Liza Veal was on location with candidate Tom Butt, who, like McLaughlin, is part of the Richmond Progressive Alliance. Butt was facing off against Nat Bates, who is heavily supported by Chevron.
Chevron, who has a really strong, big refinery here in Richmond, has spent a total of $3 million towards his campaign. So if Butt manages to win, which is kind of looking like he will, it'll really testify to the strength of the grassroots organizational network that's kind of developed over the course of McLaughlin's term and then kind of persisted now that Tom Butt is here.
Despite Chevron's money, Tom Butt won with 52% of the vote, maintaining the balance of power in the city of Richmond. That brings us to Oakland, where the vote counting did not turn out such clear results. KALW's Sandhya Dirks visited some campaign headquarters last night. She says the lack of returns was not stopping many of the race's 15 candidates from having fun.
Across the city, in restaurants and houses and campaign headquarters, the top candidates laughed, danced, and drank, staging big celebrations in search of a reason. At Scott's Seafood in Jack London Square, an enthusiastic crowd welcomed incumbent Mayor Gene Kwan. Despite having trailed in recent polls, the mayor was optimistic. Perhaps because she came from behind 4 years ago, too. In 2010, ranked choice voting helped her pass the early favorite, Don Parada. Kwan was defiant in the face of criticism that has dogged her performance as mayor.
No matter what happens, please be proud of what we've done together. I am not apologetic for anything. I think I have been one of the best mayors Oakland's had.
The poll's frontrunner, at-large city council member Rebecca Kaplan, was also in a celebratory mood, dancing and clapping and just having a good time. Kaplan's supporter and neighbor, Crosby Bubba Powell, says he thinks Kaplan is the right woman for the job.
She came to one, two of our block parties on the block. We give a lot of block parties on that block. So we love her on 46th Street.
Both Kwan and Kaplan's festivities were decked out with purple and green balloons. Kwan added white to the mix to mark her team colors. Meanwhile, over at City Council member Libby Schaff's election night house party, the theme colors were baby blue and orange, and the crowd and the candidate were jubilant.
We were all about love and hope for Oakland, and we are celebrating that tonight. Now, we are also getting to celebrate some very encouraging-looking early returns.
That's all there were last night for quite a while. The Alameda County Registrar of Voters took their time. So if you walked into any of these three election parties, you would think you were walking into the winning one. And still, because of ranked choice voting in Oakland, any one of these women could end up as mayor.
I am so proud of this campaign, no matter what the result is.
Also in the crowd at Libby Schaff's, Green Party candidate Jason Shake Anderson. He was at Rebecca Kaplan's party earlier in the evening.
I get to go to everybody's party. You know, since I am the top underdog, and I will probably remain in that position, I'm ranked choice party hopping.
Ranked choice party hopping. Very Oakland. In Oakland, for Cross Currents, I'm Cynthia Dirks.
Well, they counted deep into the night, and Libby Schaff outlasted the rest. She is the next mayor of Oakland. Oakland voters had a few ballot measures to consider. They easily passed Measure Z, renewing a parcel tax and a parking tax to help staff the police department. It's a continuation of voter-mandated Measure Y funding from 2004. Last night, Oaklanders also overwhelmingly passed Measure FF, raising the minimum wage to $12.25 an hour and requiring employers to offer sick leave to workers. San Francisco voters joined the higher minimum wage movement, passing Proposition J. It will match Oakland's minimum wage next year, then bring it up to $15 an hour by the year 2018. The idea of paying low-income earners more brought out the emotions in Mayor Ed Lee.
These are hard jobs. You're serving other people. And there's a lot of attitudes out there when you're in restaurants and hotels. And you got to suffer through it. I know that. I used to get sworn at. Even if I was back in the kitchen, I get sworn at. But you take it because you're just knowing that you got to survive. And all of us know, if we came from other places, we had to do a lot of things to survive in the city to be successful. Immigrant families know that. Low-income families know that. So particularly tonight, I want to share with you that I'm personally proud of the entire city of San Francisco.
San Francisco voters chose David Chu over David Campos to represent District 17 in the State Assembly. They also passed Prop A, a transportation and road improvement bond, and they passed Prop I, which will fast-track renovations to recreational areas, including soccer fields at the western edge of Golden Gate Park. But San Francisco's Prop E fell flat. It would have taxed sugary drinks 2 cents per ounce. While a majority of voters favored the tax, that ballot measure required a two-thirds vote in San Francisco, which it didn't get. So the cost of soda will remain the same in the city. That same soda might cost a little more in Berkeley now because a similar soda tax passed there. 75% of voters were in favor of Measure D, a 1 cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. KLW's Kyungjin Lee was at the Yes on D election night party. I asked her what supporters would be drinking to celebrate.
That's a great question. I don't know. Well, they have a lot of water here. That's all I've said. They have some wine, right? So a lot of water, a lot of wine. I haven't seen any soda or sugary beverages here this evening.
Berkeley is now the first city in the nation to specifically tax soda. Clearly, that concept is something of an outlier in a country where the map just turned a bit more red. But in this state, last night shows there's still room for several shades of blue. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.